Good afternoon, this is Paige.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey Paige, how's it going? Rick here with
Hey,
Off
how are
and Future.
you? Oh, great. That was
All
quick.
right, how's the day coming along?
Not too bad so far.
Right, that sounds good. So Paige, I thought it'd be easier to, kind of hop on a quick call and discuss this better. I understand what you mentioned so far, but I wanted to get into more detail about how you would like this to be implemented in terms of from an implementation standpoint. So, what company do you represent, by the way, if you don't mind me asking?
I work for Brooks Cliff Energy.
You said Books Club Energy?
Birch Cliff Energy.
Okay. All right. And the application you're looking for, I think the requirement is quite say custom in nature. I don't think you'd find a pre-made solution for this, and that's exactly why I said you're calling at the right place, because we build custom mobile applications, mobile first platforms. So as far as I understand it, this application is going to be used by users and people at the event. And when a guest comes in that has purchased a pass for the event, they can they have their name on the iPad as the in the visitors list, and that is going to be printed on a corresponding name tag, like you mentioned. So the device has to be connected to a mini printer. In fact, the application has to be connected to a mini printer device as well. Is that right?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, basically, I was just reaching out because I'm trying to problem solve a little bit here at our events. And so basically, everyone does wear a name tag at the event. It just kind of helps that everyone gets to know each other. So we have a template for an actual name tag, but we find that it's just exhausting to be creating these name tags, having them sent to a printer, printing them off, putting them in envelopes, labeling them, and then having people pick them up, and then there's still issues with them.
Right.
So, an ideal world, I was like, if somebody can just come in, select their name from a pre-populated template, and like we would just kind of like load that information into the app. They select it, and then it just prints on like label paper so they can just stick it on and go. And then I'd also like a solution where people can just quickly type their name into the name tag. It does all of the formatting and stuff for it anyways, and then it prints it out. So.
Okay, so it sounds like a lot of mundane kind of repetitive tasks that you want to automate and kind of offer a better experience to your event visitors as well, right?
Yeah, and also like us because somebody has to stand at the and make sure everyone gets their name tags. So if we just have an iPad there and maybe one person kind of around, then I feel like that would just free up a lot of people to focus their attention on other things of the event.
Right, that's right. So let us try and paint a canvas in our heads together on how this would essentially work, right? So let's say there's an exhibition event, and at the entrance there is an iPad that's standalone. I don't think you'd have to man it in any way. There's not going to be, a staff does not need to be there. There's a list of all the visitors. A visitor comes in. They start typing their name, say it's Rick, for example, right? So they type in R-I, and they start to see their name in there. And if it says Rick Martin, they tap on their name on the iPad, and it prompts them to print out a label. And when they confirm, that automatically sends an instruction to a pre-connected device that's sitting there. And within about a few seconds, they get a pre-made template with their name and other information that you'd like to have on that name card that's printed out automatically, and that's how they're allowed to get it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then ideally, like I know, like I'm not really sure how this works. I kind of just Googled it and then you guys were the first ones to come up. But ideally, like I would like it to become a little bit more complex where we could add their families and their guests. So when they click on their name, like the employee name, then all of the family and guest names like are kind of linked with it. And then they can print those names as well, like kind of all in one go.
Right. I mean, there's multiple ways to do it, and with technology, I think nothing is impossible. We just need to figure how it should work, right? So when you say there should be the names of other guests coming along with them, or their family members coming along as well, you mentioned that there's going to be a list for that as well, present within the system. So if they select that they have family members, it's going to present them, when they select their name, again, coming back to painting a canvas in our heads, when they select their name, the next step is where it gives them a list of all the invitees that could come along with them or are allowed to the event, say their family members, and they select the names of all those people that are with them, and that sends the printer the request to print out either one name card with their name and all of their, guest names, or prints out a separate name card for every person with them that they've selected on the iPad.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I think that isn't too complex. And then you said you just want to have it for the iOS because, of course, it's not going to be a user-facing application. It's going to be sitting on your iPad that you place outside or at the entrance of your event. So it's not going to have a lot of users. And then I don't even see the need to go live on the Apple App Store, to be honest with you. One other way to go about it, if you want to save time and money with the deployment over the app stores, I think this could be done offline as well. So you don't really need to go live on the Apple App Stores. Once the app is done, we'll hand over to you a test flight link. That's more of a test flight is more like a deployment center for Apple, and that's where you could simply use that link on your iPads that you want to deploy. And using that link, you could, safely download the application on your iPad, and it would just like work like any other application,
Okay.
as a matter of fact.
Yeah, like I definitely wouldn't need this to be like a public app or anything. It's probably just going to be used on like, I don't know, four iPads. So, yeah.
Definitely, yes. That makes perfect sense. Now, again, why I asked you if this is for an enterprise or this is your personal project is because A, that kind of helps us ideate what kind of collaboration we are looking at, because at the end of the day, I don't think your app is too detailed in that matter, but it's going to take about 3 to 4 weeks for us to complete the application just exactly how you want it, right? And
Yeah, of
that's a
course.
collaborative process. And what kind of budget are you working with, or what kind of budget have you been assigned to get this going for yourself?
I don't have anything right now. I'm more so just kind of putting out some feelers to see like what we would potentially be looking at and then move forward with approval process from there. So if you do have like an idea of cost right off the bat, that would be good. If there's some sort of package that you can send me that I can put into a presentation to present, that would also be good. Just so that I can show it to the rest of my team before we move forward, obviously.
Okay, so what I can do is I can send you a company profile just to give yourselves a better introduction about what we do and the kind of companies we work with, the kind of technology we work with and whatnot, just for making better acquaintance. Along with that, I'll send you an NDA as well if you'd like to sign that. It's completely optional, but it just keeps the privacy in place. And then on top of that, whatever we are discussing today, I can send that to you in a pointer email that is going to help document what we are discussing. And once the final scope of project has been decided, once you tell me you've spoken to your team and they agree on the scope of project along with any kind of changes to it, and once we finally come to that conclusion, we will of course send you more like an engagement contract that's going to have the scope of work documented, the final scope of work documented on that as well. Does that work for you,
Okay.
or yeah?
No, that would be wonderful, yeah.
Right. And in terms of the pricing, if this is just an iOS application and is not going to be deployed on the app stores, you need it for your events only, and it's not going to be user-facing application whereby users or the event guests download the application on the phone. If all of that is out of the way, then we are looking at somewhere about a budget between $6,000 to $8,000 is going to be the budget for the application. That said, it's going to have it can have a you know we can build in a couple or at least a few templates, just exactly how you want them to be or just exactly how you have them right now, with any kind of improvements you need. It's going to make the whole process automated, just like I explained to you. So without any kind of manning, without any kind of staff involvement, this could be used by your event guests, and they could you know print out their name card themselves with a preloaded you know list of visitors that they select from, and they can you know the app is going to be connected to a printer as well, so you know it prints out a name card every time a selection is made on it, more like a check-in kind of a device, a check-in kind of a platform that connects to your local printer.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right, Paige. So I send you the documents if that's the next step from here. How do you suggest we recircle from here? I mean, I realize you have to speak to your team as well. Should I send you the documents, and do you have someone at your end you'd like to have on the call as well? So just so you know, if they have any kind of first-hand questions I could answer.
I think starting with an email is a good place to start. I'm not sure when my next events meeting will be. And then that way, if I have all of the information, we'll kind of see if we have any questions, and then I can reach out from there if we can schedule a call for maybe some more questions or if like how we'd like to move forward.
Oh yeah, definitely. And how about the budget, by the way? I mean, the cost ballpark that I gave you. I know you don't have a number from your team as yet, but is this along the lines of what you were thinking? This could be when you were shopping for an app developer. Any feedback on that?
To be honest, I haven't. You're the first company I've called, so I have no context for how much this would cost. So,
Okay.
it's a good starting point.
Okay. All right. So I hope I was helpful today, Paige. And if you have any other questions, unless you do, I think I'll revert with you by email.
Yeah. Do you still have the chat open? I can just type it in the chat.
Yeah, of course. I think we're still connected. Can you leave me your email?
Perfect.
All right, awesome. So, Paige, I'll get back to you before the end of the day today, and
Okay, yeah, no rush.
next you could just leave me an email, and we can go from there.
Okay, that sounds good, Rick. Thank you so much for your help.
All right, wonderful. Thank you for your time, Paige, and I'll let you go for now. You have a good day ahead. All
Okay.
right.
So, sounds good. You
Thanks.
take care. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye now.